The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello listeners, welcome to another broadcast of The Unexplained World with your host, Edward Shanahan, a paranormal, spiritual observer, and psychic reader, along with Annette, a high priestess and psychic reader. The Unexplained World is a broadcast where the border between the natural and supernatural may become nothing more than fuzzy, so enjoy.
Listeners, welcome to the Unexplained World broadcast with your host, my favorite witch, Annette.
Hi, Ed.
And hello, and me, Edward Shanahan. Hi, Annette. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself today?
Okay. How's this sounding? I got a new phone. I have a new, Bluetooth, but a new phone in that. Does it sound a little better than it did in the past?
I think it really does, yes. I have a new phone, too. How am I sounding?
You're sounding sweet. I got Gypsy Sisters on, so, yeah, you sound great. Have you ever seen that show, Gypsy Sisters?
No.
Oh, TLC, Turn It On. It's a reality show with sisters that are gypsies, American gypsies. And,
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It is really good. You can't tell a book by its cover, let's put it that way. And
okay.
We've had gypsies on our, well, we had one gypsy about gypsy magic on our radio, on our broadcast a while back. The thing is this won't get into magic in it, but it's kind of, it's interesting because the ladies, I don't know. They actually are committed to their marriages, okay, or their husbands, blah blah blah. All right, and yet, if you've seen them in the street, you wouldn't think so. By the way they dress, how's that? They dress super sexy, okay, and all that.
Yeah,
and
got it.
But yet, no, total loyalty to the husband. Really, really, I enjoy the show. That and the new Dallas. Enjoying the hell out of it. Have you seen that? Neither. No. I know you're busy.
I watched the first Dallas back in the 80s. I'm good.
The second one is absolutely great. J.R.? It's sad
to
say.
I'm more of a Walking Dead fan myself.
Well, he's kind of Walking Dead. I mean, especially the second season. Larry Hagman, you know, died just recently. But I believe they knew because he had cancer. So, that's pretty well you could determine where the person's going to be and how long, you know. And stage four he had while he was doing the show. So, you can tell he loved it, and that's kind of probably what I appreciate, enjoying watching it, that he loved being out there doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, So that's on TNT for those that are interested and have Request TV. And Gypsy Sisters is on the Learning Channel. And request or demand, whatever you have, you can watch. I think you would enjoy it, and I really do.
I'll have to take a peek. Sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure they appreciate your plug, too.
You know, I will plug if I really, really find something entertaining. I will, just to give our listeners the opportunity or a chance to catch it, too. You know, so.
Right.
So how's life been treating you since last time we arrived?
Pretty good, you know, just teaching, watching my kids grow. I got to go to some, you'll appreciate this, some intruder shooter special training today. So if somebody comes into our school and wants to do bad stuff, teachers haven't figured out. We know how to lock down and protect.
So our teachers in your county, I guess, legally they can do conceal and carry?
Well, it's just in our own school right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure what they're doing at county level, et cetera, et cetera. It's just that, you know, we had an opportunity to get some special training, and, you know, we're all feeling very empowered now. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you, a bit of it is top secret. You know, you just can't tell the whole world about everything.
Oh, no, no. I mean, that's why I'm avoiding even saying where you're
teaching. But it was very empowering.
You'll find some,
you know,
you'll find some nutcase that'll want to, okay, there's a challenge for me. You know what I'm saying? So, no, you don't want to do that.
But I feel very empowered, and, you know, it's better to feel more comfortable than just to be worried and sad, you know?
All right, I have a question for you. Okay, I'm not going to, where do I go? Would it be talking politics? Okay, I'm not going to go there because I love you. And
it's either going to be 50-50,
50% of people agree with me and 50% will hate me, and we don't need the 50% hate. So I guess when we're in behind closed doors, we could discuss it, okay?
So, oh, right.
I've been certified with the state just because of what I could do physically to people. Okay.
Uh-huh. You're a registered weapon?
Yeah.
I
because
love
of
that.
The training.
Sure.
I had. Yeah. And it has served me well. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to go into many bad areas for something that I do during the day for a company with bounce checks. And actually, Annette, there was, did I even call you that day? When less than 50 yards away, a guy was gunned down, broad daylight.
No, you didn't. I'm so surprised.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, you're poof, 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 poof. Okay, thank God I had my body in the van at the moment.
Yeah.
But I got on the phone right away and called and said, dude, remember when I mentioned about being carrying a gun in the neighborhoods I go to?
Now you're getting down to it.
Yeah, they still said no. So, that's that situation, But, I can understand. If it, you know, as long as everybody's got their head on right, that, and like you said, there was glasses for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can nod my head to it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's better than just sitting around and waiting and, you know.
And you're not going out and playing cowboys.
Over you. What?
And I'm sure everybody's got their head on okay, and you could tell pretty much if.
I've been training with a gun.
I've been a sharpshooter, okay? Got the pins and everything else for it. So it's not like I'm anti-gun. I'm a firm believer in people should be trained to carry guns and trained not to pull the gun, you know? So. All right.
You got to have a good head on your shoulders.
You do. And keep it good. Let's put it that way. So off of that subject. Where would you like tonight to go? We got different subjects we could touch base with. Is there anything you want to touch base with specifically off the bat? There's a couple.
Here comes spring. So that's awesome. changing of the seasons.
We got a little bit luckier than you possibly did with the winter. Can't complain.
Real lucky. I think altogether I had 3 inches.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's all. 2 to 3 inches.
It was wonderful.
That's it. Yeah,
I won't complain about that. Just cold enough to keep the earth asleep for the right amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, but not crazy enough to put me into a ditch or, the driving. That's the horrible part.
And we did get our share of rain, too, for the earth. So,
right,
we got
right.
We did get rain anyways, but I don't know if it was enough, but we did get it. I want to say there's a couple dates coming up. I got to kick this out right now because there are two. One's a very important date, and that is March 16th. It's the fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club by Chicago, by the White Sox Park, the huge 44,000 square foot building. The voice is kind of going. I had a house party yesterday. ladies and gentlemen, come on out. It's an experience. I'm going to spend a little bit more time in trying to get people in smaller groups to experience the spiritual side there. There's some changes coming up with what we're doing and how we're doing it also. But that's March 16th. You can sign up at the Unexplained World. TheUnexplainedWorld.com. We also have a free open house at the Humphrey House, Senator John Humphrey in Orland Park, on March 10th from 1 to 3 p.m. That's March 10th, 1 to 3 p.m. If you're a Facebook friend of mine, you'll see it there. I'm not going to take the time out and post it on the website. But join up with me on Facebook. You'll see it there. That's March 10th from 1 to 4 p.m., okay? And it'll be a combination paranormal and historical tour. There's things opening up. There's another suburban city that's thinking of having me become part of the historical society with them and doing what I do with some of the buildings. We'll sit down next Friday and talk about that. Orland Parks, there's another building that we're going to be working with, and it has to do with an antique store, and that, and I've talked about what I'll be doing there. She's going to be looking at, once I get the write-up for her, how we're going to proceed. Basically, it's every item he has a story. Spiritual.
It's very interesting concept. I think people are really going to find it amazing.
Yeah. And in that, I've tried the Spiritual Birth Aura graphics, okay, at the house party yesterday. And the ladies loved it. I was like, I'm leaving. I'm all packed up. They're sitting there reading off each other's thing and what it meant and stuff like that. So very interesting. I also did, Annette, the one for the Miracle Child.
Oh.
Marielle Quinn. Yeah, to see how that would turn out.
And? Was it beautiful?
It was very, very interesting. And since I just decided to bring it up, I can't find it right now in front of me. But it did fall under her being very spiritual. It did, her, the color around her body, I believe, was violet. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is very spiritual. The color for her spiritual side was red, which means very aggressive in pursuing what she believed in on the spiritual side. Very
passionate about it.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Yeah, it was Violet for a rounder, Copper for natural abilities, and the soul and the use of the abilities were both red. So very, very, very interesting. That was a copy I'm looking at. I can't find the frickin' original. So next time we do the show. But I just want to bring it up and that the people really enjoyed it. So come March. Yeah, so come March, you and I are going to have to go to the one location we talked about to see if we could get in there. So
all right.
To do that. All right, one of the letters I got the other day is had to do about people asking about demons, what my thoughts were on them. And you and I had a little discussion about that also. And me, as Annette knows, totally respect their the pagan beliefs. And probably what did I tell you a few years back, Annette? If I wasn't so damn old and my memory was better, I would probably get involved and learn your faith, your beliefs. But
you know a lot more than you give yourself credit for just by osmosis.
Just by knowing you, I've gained a lot of interest.
That's what I mean, yeah. Rubbed off on you.
Yeah. Even taking those tests where you stand on faith and religion and what faith you stand strong in. My own Catholic faith falls about fourth in line. There's other ones who were ahead of them, and pagans one of them. So you're right on that.
Well, you have a very open mind, you know, so.
I can never walk that straight Christian line, that's for sure.
No, I don't think so.
No. And you know what? Honest God, I don't think we're meant to, as humans, to walk that straight.
Guidelines are good, but, yeah.
Christian line. But getting back to demons again, I asked you, what did the pagans feel about it? And it was interesting. You said the pagans can kind of buy into it because you kind of buy in, I believe if I'm correct, the Bible also, where if you were Wiccan, there would be no way. Am I correct on that?
Well, you know what? When we say pagan, you know, pagan's a pretty loose term, which kind of means that someone is living their life by a religion that is based on ancient concepts. However, in today's culture, you know, in today's lifestyle, I think that most pagans find themselves pulling from world religions. You know, we find a little bit of, we find some good nuggets, you know, when it's kind of pulling through the bag of religion. And many of us don't start life as pagans. We come to it. So we have, you know, the Bible in our past or these things. And no one can say that all that information is wrong. And some of it's very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to say that, you know, the Bible is fodder or it's not, you know, worth the paper it's printed on would be incorrect, you know, even to somebody who's, you know, a very strong pagan type person right now. So someone who's Wiccan is following a very strict guideline for the way that they conduct themselves in their religious life. You know, the rites and the rituals, et cetera, that they perform. So they may more say, I have this particular dogma or criteria or standard that I live by, and I don't choose to follow that of any other religions. So they put that aside. It's because they, you know, their feet are firm in what system they've selected for themselves. So, you know, even though many of my rites and rituals are Wiccan by nature, I feel more that I'm a pagan and take so many things into account. Voodoo, Buddhism, you know, I was raised Catholic. There's stuff still left in left in my heart about that. So, for myself, when we talk about demons, I don't necessarily really buy into the whole Satan thing, but I know for sure there's good and evil. For me, a demon is the manifestation of evil.
Okay. Okay. It reminded me when you were saying about the pagan beliefs in there. The first time I walked in the Witchy Wearables, okay, they had a statue of the Virgin Mary there. And I go, what's that doing in here? Okay. Being naive as I was back then. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they go, well, she is a goddess. So, oh, okay. Cool. You know what I'm saying?
And many of us as children, you know, in our patriarchal religions that we were in, Catholicism, for an example, you know, had us believing that, well, we should just believe in one God. Oh, but there's the Holy Ghost and there's Jesus, too. Okay, so group that all together in your head. And then there's the Virgin Mary. And she's the mother, and she's the creator of, you know, in partnership with God himself.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah.
And pray to her, but she's not the only one. So for a lot of us that went to paganism or Wiccan, or, you know, took Wicca as a religion, are believing in the goddess. So who's our go-to goddesses? The Mother Mary. I mean, she personifies everything, you know. She personifies the goddess for us. It's hard to get her out of your head when you're thinking of the goddess. If you've been brought up that way for 20 years, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be happy to hear. And I've told you this before, but I'll repeat it again for the listeners. Where my granddaughter goes to Catholic school, grammar school. What was it? 2 Halloweens ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking probably about fourth grade. They, the pastor of the church in the school was sitting in. He sits with a group of kids every grade. And the kids threw out to him, well, Father so-and-so, what do you feel about witches? And his comeback was, some of my best friends are witches. Matter of fact, that is a faith and belief using the pagans or Wiccans that they have. And they are just like, have a special place in their faith, just like priests in their head, in your faith. So I thought that was fantastic. I was like,
well, for a modern priest to say those words is very forward thinking. And, you know, he's only doing himself and his congregation a favor. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It was, and being the pastor of the church, so he ain't no spring chicken, you know?
Yeah.
So, that was good to hear. That was good to hear. As far as me and demons go, I do not say they do not exist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With all I have done, and we've had demonologists on our show a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I
know.
And basically with all I've done, and I go a little overboard at times, I've never come across what I would consider, in my view, to be a demon, okay?
All right.
You and I mean, you hosted, you ran the program one time. We were supposed to be at a house that had a demon. Far from it. Damn dirty parrot, that's all that was there. And there was recently, as of probably the beginning of this year, kind of another location that was fell flat as far as having anything that would have been beyond us, what I would consider your normal paranormal activities.
Right.
But sometimes I think people
get confused between an angry spirit and something that's really a demon, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to decipher if you're in the middle of it and you're afraid, too.
Yeah, and I don't know. I talked about meeting a guy that worshipped evil, that worshipped. He was what you call a high priest as far as satanic rituals go, if there would be such a title for a person. I met that. That does exist. The abilities do exist. I had that proven to me. Is there a Satan out there? We've had the demonologists on our show. And the one I came out and asked them, why hasn't nothing ever happened to me? His comeback was, well, it's because you're protected. Can't argue that. Okay?
And you are.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But there's even states in the Bible, Coronations, I believe 1, 0.10. That Satan can't possess you, or no evil entity can't possess you of your, you know, without your willing it, allowing it to. And basically what it says is if your faith is strong enough in God, and nothing is more powerful than God, so nothing can over, so you are protected. So I just, you know, I just hope it doesn't become a fear factor out there again, people pushing demons and Satan and all that again. Okay, we had it about 2 years ago, and I just hope this isn't starting to come back up. And,
well, there's a little bit of Hollywood bringing it to the forefront of people's minds, you know, and our society is a little bit on the edge, so to speak, you know, with not really understanding, knowing where we're headed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's easy for people to kind of fall into that a little bit, you know, to be afraid. Think about when, you know, movies like The Exorcist first came out. Oh, boy, we're all worried that Satan was going to jump into our beds with us, you know, for real, right?
Yeah.
And then there was that passive kind of where we didn't see a lot of possession movies, and it kind of went away. And I think people really have a little bit of a, you know, more of a backbone about these things now. They don't take Hollywood so literally anymore, but still mm-hmm. makes them think. Mm-hmm. You know, you turn off the light at night to go to sleep, you're still thinking about that thing you just saw, you know, and that image that you was shown in front of you. So, yeah, I think some of that kind of stirs up the pot a little bit, too. Don't you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, yeah, as far as that, I would just really love one of the, I'm going to call them demon chasers. And we said this on the radio show when we had one of them on, is it's always after the fact we hear about it, okay? If you're coming across a situation that all this is going on, let's film it. Let's do something. Do something, okay?
Yeah.
Instead of just coming on and talking about it. That's just my point of view on it. I try to calm people down when they start, oh, do you think it's demons? No, come on. The letter I got, somebody was jumping that way, going that way right off the bat. So it's like, now you got to try to calm them down. So that's where that goes. I would like to say also, we have about two and a half minutes left, that Annette does readings. She does tarot readings. She does them over the phone also for those that are interested. You either contact her through contacting me on my website, or you can contact her by email. Annette, you want to give your email?
You know what? Have them contact through the website. I just switched over to a new email and
okay.
trying to keep that.
You
that
like
guy's
that? You
clean.
Like that? Okay. Okay. So,
but
go to edwardshanahan.com, email me, and then I will forward it to Annette. We also do house parties together or other events. Of course, I do readings. I am booked until May already of this year for Saturday nights. There's going to be other things opening up. I may be trying to come out to Indiana, doing a couple things with Annette out there also. I will be in Vegas in August. I'll be in Kentucky in September. Oh, Annette, you want to go to something freaky?
Oh,
Annette.
What is it?
A plantation.
What is it?
A haunted plantation with where they used it also as a Civil War hospital with a slave cemetery in the back of it.
Okay.
You interested?
Wow.
Keep going?
We'll see. I love that kind of thing about knowledge, so.
It's a museum also, so.
Very interesting.
For the Civil War, yeah. So.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little time to think about it. We'll do the circle of energy out there. You don't have to sit in the circle, Annette, okay?
Yeah.
My daughter
don't
sit in.
That's a long way to go.
That's like 6 hours, damn it. Yeah, my daughter don't sit in the circles. And matter of fact, my daughter doesn't, she's taking a break from participating in the paranormal nights period for a while. So, yeah, that's Nicole. So, that's that. Listeners, I'd like to say thank you. Annette, believe it or not, time is over with already. But,
Those my quick when we're chatting.
Pardon me?
Those my quick when we're chatting.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's still recording. So those that download this and hear us on the podcast, thank you very much. It seems like these episodes are very popular. And that last one we did with hardly no pushing already had 1,700 downloads. Amazing, amazing in itself. And remember, if you want to get a hold of us to do our thing, and that does them over the phone, let's contact through edwardshanahan.com. The website of the Paranormal Nights is chicagoparanormalnights.com. I'm also on Facebook. Let's look for Edward Shanahan, Burbank, Illinois. Sorry about the voice going. I don't know what the hell. And that next Tuesday, not this coming one, but the following week, it'll be 12 weeks with no cigarettes. So
I was just about to ask that. I'm like, that voice is just cracking because you've been talking for a while and trying to use a new cigarette-free existence.
And I did a reading for somebody that had a sinus infection, and I think I have to hold people's hands. I think I caught a little bit of it, because within like 2 or 3 days afterwards, my throat, man, was kind of scratchy and hurting. But
It's going around too.
Yeah, and that. Thank you. I mean, we have a full half hour of talking without no interruptions. That was nice. I'm going to have to come by and just sit down and talk again like we did a few months ago.
Very good.
Listeners, thank you very much. It's a new year. We'll be back on more often. And Annette, thank you very much. And
good night.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Blessed be.
Good night. Bye-bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.